crisp, tender chicken breasts. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Most of you folks know Sam Cedar is the host of the Majority Report here on Air America Radio, but I know Sam Cedar as an aspiring comedic talent in Boston, learning that stand-up wasn't for him. I remember the same Sam Cedar wandering around the streets of San Francisco in the early 90s trying to figure out where he fit into the world and eating at my apartment. I remember TV star Sam Cedar at the center of the sitcom The Show, or the Sam Cedar that directed and starred in Pilot Season, the film, and then Pilot Season, the sitcom that I was in as well. He directed I'm with Busey for Comedy Central. He directed the Lost film, The Bad Situationist.
Right.
Which apparently I have...
A Bad Situationist.
Huh?
A Bad Situationist.
A Bad Situationist, which I have yet to see what I am told as one of the great Mark Maron performances.
It's probably the best Mark Maron performance.
Interesting. So, and you've also written this book, which you're out selling. You brought a bag of them. I think that's nice. Do you sell them out of your car, or is this...
Yeah, absolutely. I brought a bag, but you're going to have to pay for them. It's FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare,
that
I co-authored with Stephen Sherrill.
Who's a very nice guy and a smart guy and a funny guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as I recall, when you got the book deal, you said, it'll be fine, he's going to write most of it. And then
that was the plan, anyways.
Yeah. And how'd that turn out?
Well, I tried to get him to write most of it. I mean, he turned out to be as, we both, it was about a year worth of writing that we all did in about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Crammed? You had that panic?
We had a little bit of a cramming situation.
Yeah.
But, no, he wrote most of the funny stuff.
I read the entire Chronicles of Narnia in 4 hours a day before I had to write a book report on it. Similar kind of situation.
Good for you. I would have done the Monarch notes.
Yeah, I was in fourth grade. I didn't know they existed. But anyways, that's neither here nor there, Sam.
Right.
Hey, are you doing all right on the book tour? Have you been
book
treated?
Book tour has been amazing. We were in Vegas. We were in Portland. We were in San Francisco, Seattle. We're going to Washington on Tuesday. And we're going to do another one at the Strand in New York. But the best part, actually, was meeting all the bloggers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who blog on your show's blog?
Yeah.
And have any of them made you frightened?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that's
actually
nice.
You know, I anticipated, maybe somebody will. But no, there was... Well, I don't even want to talk about it because it was somebody else who made me frightened. But
go ahead.
Well, no, that's the point.
No one. This is a local show.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. I can talk about it. No, a guy came up to me and he's like, "Hey, it's." I'm not going to say his name, but
yeah.
Hey, it's Mark.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? You don't remember me? No, I've been writing to you for 2 years. Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I got any of those letters. What do you mean you didn't get any of those letters? You've been responding to them on air.
Oh,
and at this point, I am looking around. Where's Josh, my producer?
Yeah, yeah.
You
help
me. You're going to have to grab his arm when I duck under the table or something.
Right,
he pulls
right
out and he's just like, you haven't received any of my letters? You've been responding to them on air. You've said my name. And I was like, boy, when we moved, things got really jumbled up. Boy, that first CEO, man, he screwed all of us. He just sort of walked away with this, just eyes locked, just sort of, and I honestly was a little bit nervous.
Do you remember him now? Have you responded to his letters?
No, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to be searching the office for something.
Oh, a lot of times, those people just need a little, thank you.
It wasn't like that.
Oh, really?
No, it was more like, I am searing this moment in my brain,
but
you are going to pay for it.
Was the impression that he was helping you, or that he was sending you hate mail that you were responding to?
Don't know.
Oh,
apparently, I was responding to it, though, on air.
Oh, that's horrible when you can't tell the difference whether they're friend or foe.
No, he didn't. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It was clearly it's not about supporting you, Sam. It's not about criticizing you. It's about you and I.
Oh, man.
We're the only people out there.
That's sad when fandom becomes so extreme that
I don't even know if this was a fan.
I know. That's what I'm
know.
Saying.
I
that's
don't know.
What I'm saying. That stalker and enemy. I mean, stalker is obviously an enemy. But, I mean, you don't know whether he's right or left or what.
No, I had no
idea. You just know he's creepy.
You know, that was the one thing I was impressed by. For him, it wasn't about politics. And that's refreshing.
We get care packages. Do you ever get any care packages?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
all the time.
Are you
kidding? I had one of our bloggers showed up and gave me like a dozen ginger cookies that she baked and a vegan banana bread. And that's why I think I gained about 5 pounds on this trip.
What's her name? Her first name? Her blogger name?
A.K.A. Matt.
Oh, because we get that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got more than that.
No, we get a lot more than that, too. I mean, we get a lot more
we
than
always
that.
Used to get
that was the first girl that came to mind.
I remember
because I'm on the road. I'm still getting my mail.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see.
I remember the great care package wars over at the original Air America studios, where you'd walk into the Majority Report office and there'd just be cases of beer and shrines to Janine and
she would get a lot of like Red Bull and stuff like that.
Dude, I remember some guy sent her like this weird art project designed to be hung, and he got pissed off and asked her to send it back to him.
Wow, I didn't follow that.
Do you? We don't need to talk about Janine. So the book, is it selling?
The book, I apparently it is. We did pretty well on Amazon for a while. I think we're, I don't know where
we're
at.
You can't rely on that, Sam.
No, I don't know, but I've seen it in airports, and literally Steve and I, we fly into an airport, and the first thing we do is run to the bookstore, and then I've replaced the FUBAR presentation. I've moved Jim Belushi's book. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm proud to be a complete moron or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we keep putting copies of FUBAR in front of the Ann Coulter's book.
Oh, good.
So that's the one thing I want to encourage. If you don't want to buy the book, by all means, don't buy the book. But at the very least, you should go into bookstores and make sure that you place FUBAR, America's Right Wing Nightmare, over those right wing screeds.
The placement strategy. It's a really funny book. So stay with us for one more segment, then you're going to go do your show across town. We're talking to Sam Seder, star of the show. Now, let us know if you have any questions. Mark Maron. Thank you, Jim. Our guest in studio is the director of I'm With Busey, Sam Seder.
I'm so glad you're on at this time of day, because in the morning it was just too much. Right?
It was impossible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I'm on a nice schedule right now. I hope we can maintain it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know.
Listen, gosh, I don't know.
What's going on with your show? Huh? How's everything at Air America back in New York, Sam?
As far as I can tell, the building's still standing.
Uh-huh.
Janine and I are actually not talking to it right now. I mean, we were talking,
talking to the building?
Talking to each other.
No.
Well, we've taken separate vacations. I'm doing this. She's actually, this is weird. She went down to hang out with the Minutemen. Apparently, she got like...
The band or the people on the border?
No, the guys on the border.
Not Mike Watt?
She got a shotgun. They ticketed her for using it in Central Park. She was trying to shoot squirrels. She went down there just to blow the thing off.
Oh, really?
I don't even think she really cares that much about the immigration thing. Really, she just likes to shoot the shotgun.
And wear the fatigues?
Yeah, I know.
And the hat?
She's been doing that for months now. It's been awkward.
What? Now, okay, so we're going to... Are you really not talking?
No, we are talking.
Yeah, what is she doing?
We did have a fight, but
about
we
what?
Fight. We fight about everything.
Did you do it on here?
Huh? I heard there was a feud.
There was a feud. We had a fight. I mean, she was gone for a long time. She came back, and she likes the lifestyle.
You moved her chair.
I moved her chair. Now she likes to. She has the opportunity to do a lot of films and stuff like that. And I think she's still trying to figure out how to integrate a daily radio show on her own.
It's hard for her, and for someone like you, who's pretty much done, is over for most practical purposes.
Well, over really, it doesn't even do it justice. Yeah. I don't know if I ever really started.
No, so, I think you did. I think there was a lot of starts.
Yeah.
And
a lot of starts. And there was no middles.
Right. But no.
A lot of beginnings.
What are you kidding me? You did a great film, Pilot Season's great, funny film.
It's actually entitled Who's the Caboose, but that's not really, I guess, that.
Pilot Season is the...
Pilot Season is the
TV show.
The six-part sequel to the movie Who's the Caboose,
which I had a very small part in.
Right.
And then I was in Pilot Season as a different character. Yeah. And I thought that was great.
No, it was great.
And you were kind of on that.
It was
and
then probably one of the best TV programs of the year that year.
No, I think so. And then you got this opportunity to do this.
You can't even pick a fight with him.
At the same, what happened?
Nothing.
What?
Go ahead. No. It's awkward getting these type of compliments from you.
Well, look, Sam, I spend most of my time, sometimes I'm jealous of you, and then I say to myself, oh, poor Sam. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, I'm looking at you, you're tan, you're wearing shorts, you're living the life out here. I feel like my throat's about to fall off. I got to go back, hustle, I'm hustling up back in New York, dealing with the suits.
But you're part of the big game. You've made yourself. That's what you are. You've created. You did the bow tie thing, which was cute, and it's like
that was just to confuse people. I wanted people to think like, "Hey, why is Tucker Carlson doing liberal stuff now?"
Yeah, I'm a pundit, and occasionally you show up on the shows to entertain those people. You like arguing with the conservatives, but you've integrated yourself with the Democratic machine. Am I right?
Not so much with the Democratic machine. I mean, I think there are a couple of Democrats I like, but there's a couple that we specifically do not have on the show.
Yeah,
and
like who?
Well, I mean, we don't have Hillary Clinton has never been on
our program. Or Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman. never mind, Joe Lieberman. I have had Ned Lamont. Ned Lamont announced his candidacy when I was hosting Randy.
Yeah.
Then I had him on when I was subbing for Frank, and I've had him on three times on our program. I would do anything for Ned Lamont. I've been after Lieberman for a long time. I've had a big problem with him.
He's the worst.
And, you know, look, my opinion about the Democrats is it's a vessel for change and specifically to stop the bleeding in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't see the Democrats as any type of panacea. I don't it's not a question of I have some type of self-identification with the Democrats. I mean, in 2000, I voted Nader. Now, mm-hmm. I vote swapped.
Woo!
And I vote swapped. But, listen, and I was voting in New York, so it wasn't terribly that relevant. And I'm not sure if I had done it in a closer state, it would have been different. But the bottom line is, right now, the Democrats are the way to stop the hemorrhaging that's going on.
Right.
And, you know, when you see things like Tester and even Webb, who is a fairly conservative Democrat.
Right.
But he is one that was not the corporatist pick.
Right.
My biggest problem with the Democratic Party is about a third of it is still very corporatist.
Guys
like Steny Hoyer, and frankly, I'm not terribly thrilled with Joe Biden either.
Well, he's kind of owned by the credit card industry, right?
He's owned by the credit card industry, and he's one of these guys who just love, you know, every time I hear him talk, I feel like in his mind he is just thinking about that portrait of him as a senator that's going to be hanging up in the wall, and he's just thinking, should I take my arm and put it across my chest this way, or should I move it that way?
Well, I think what I'm saying to you, Sam Cedar, is for the years that I've known you, I'm proud of you. You've done all right for yourself.
Thank you very much.
You're a bright young man. You're a mensch, and now you're standing up for what's right.
You know, when I was in San Francisco, uh-huh. I was walking around going, this is where I served my internship with Marc Maron.
Oh, boy.
I followed him from a comedy club to comedy club, and I sat with him as he was smoking his cigarettes. I mean, we talked about
and
this.
And he came over to the apartment when I was with Kim, and you had dinner, and I still have your chair in New York, and everyone.
Wait, it's still in New York?
Yeah. Well, you want it?
Well, sure. I mean, if you're not using it.
Well, it's in my apartment in New York. You can get it. I think it needs to be reupholstered.
Reupholstered? Wasn't it all wood?
It was all wood, but it had that the foam on it. It was upholstered. It's a classic old chair, but the cats have destroyed it. Now, let's talk about the reissuing. I know we were talking about politics, and some people are going to be angry that we derailed that. Well, okay, let's
No. Let's talk about something different, because we're going to talk about politics on when you come on to the Majority Report.
Well, okay.
Before now.
That's going to be before now. Okay, we'll get into the Boehner resolution.
Yeah, you're mispronouncing his name. It's Boehner.
Boehner. Doesn't he want Boehner?
No. I think it was originally Boehner.
Boehner.
And he changed it to Boehner.
I thought he changed it to Boehner.
Boehner? I would double check that. Boehner.
Well, you would probably know.
French-Canadian, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
French-Canadian. Boehner.
Yeah. And he's owned by the cigarette companies, right?
He's
tobacco?
Owned by just about everybody. I mean, they're all a joke. I mean, Denny Hastert's got this land deal now. Jerry Lewis is getting subpoenas. Not the Dean Martin one, but the other one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so then if we're going to talk about that before this show, and that's people are going to be tired of hearing you and I talk, let's talk about the reissuing of A Bad Situationist.
Well, it's not being reissued. It's being issued for the first time. This is the movie, and honestly, I would say 98% of people who see it, your scene is the one that sticks out, and people are just amazed at your performance in it. And you play a radical Orthodox Jew,
mm-hmm.
postal worker.
Yeah.
And the movie is, we shot it in the summer of 2001, you'll remember. I played Joe Lieberman's screwed up son.
Yeah,
because I still had a, I don't know, can I say hard on for Joe Lieberman at that time? And he was pissed about the election. His father installed him in a co-op apartment with the hopes that he would lay low, and he ends up starting an intellectual salon based on the back of the book reading of The Situationist International.
Yeah.
And there he is inculcated by you and John Benjamin, two radical
Orthodox
Jews who are a member of this sort of ancient Bar Kokhbin, if you remember, organization. And Bar Kokhba was a rebel fighter against the Romans back in the early days. And he is inculcated to commit a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And it ended with Joe Lieberman's son on the roof of a building aiming at another building.
Right, with a bazooka,
With
right?
a bazooka.
Yeah.
And then we were 8 weeks into editing when September 11th happened.
Right.
And for some odd reason, my finishing fund company decided, we're not going to want to be involved in this anymore. We've given you, and it's a very low budget movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so, you know, we did it for under $100,000, I think. And they were supposed to give me 60 to finish it, and they gave me 10 before they saw the movie. They never saw the script. That was one of the things. And then they said, look, you can keep the 10. just don't put our name on it. So it's taken me now 5 years to finish.
Now, in terms of finishing it, what did you have to change things because of 9/11, or did you do you think that enough time has passed to where it won't be connected with that?
No. Well, I mean, look,
I do remember making a presentation where there are terrorists in planes.
Yes,
and suggesting
exactly.
That,
yes.
Didn't I suggest that they fly them into buildings? Or?
I don't know. That if you did, that did not make it in. but the changes I made were, I mean, I changed it one way, I changed it another way, but, I mean, the whole thing was so devastating. And I just put the movie aside for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've cut it down. It's impossible for me to know how it would be different, otherwise. But I think the gist of what I've just told you is the same.
Why don't you just are you going to make it available on DVD for purchase? Are you going to try to do a theatrical release?
I was thinking about doing DVD. I'm actually thinking about trying to resurrect Beta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, this
the
is...
The tape?
Yeah, the Beta tape.
I have some Beta tapes.
Well, there you go. Now, I'll put it on DVD. I'm going to put Who's the Caboose on DVD, and I'm sure it will be as successful as the Majority Report versus the RNC DVD.
That did very well, didn't
it? Oh, yes, yes. Actually, we have 5,000 copies still sitting in our office that we actually use as furniture now. Retail, not my strength.
I thought that you were tied in with the blog community. What does it take for them to throw you a few bucks?
Well, I don't know what happened with it. Well, one of it was we lost the election. I thought, I'm going to hold this DVD until after the Democrats win. And then I'm going to be able to charge 14% more. And I'm going to make
that's thinking.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'll figure out some way of selling. I'd like to get it out there just if only so that you can see it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see it. And I think
I'll
the
put
world
it on markmaron.com. Are you kidding? I'll make a mint.
Yeah, I have sold maybe 4 CDs in the last 3 weeks off of my website.
Well, there you go. How do you do the delivery? I mean, that's the thing, is I couldn't figure out how to actually. You got to mail them. People contact you,
mail them out.
I don't want to be in that business.
Yeah.
The e-fulfillment business is not the one I want to be in.
Well, let me tell you something. If the product isn't selling like hotcakes, it
it's
ain't
not
that
a
big a deal.
There you go.
All right, so the book is FUBAR. It's very funny.
America's right-wing nightmare. Go to FUBARTheBook.com for more information.
You can go to my website and link to Powell's because it's the right thing to do, or you can go to Sam and link to Amazon so he can watch the numbers go up and down. You know, when somebody buys one book, that played against however many other books sold during that day could make your book go up like 100 on the Amazon count.
Yeah, so at the very least, if you're not going to buy FUBAR, please do not buy any other book on
Amazon at all. Just for a few days.
Yes.
Just so Sam can feel better for a few days.
Exactly.
All right, so I'll meet you over at KTLK and do your show, which will be on before our show.
This is a great show. I wish we could hear it in New York, honestly.
Me too. Maybe we'll make that happen.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
You're working on it too?
Believe me, buddy. I got a master plan.
All right. Sam Cedar will be back with more show in just a second. Stay with us.